Once again, we celebrate today the feast of a saint who could have been sufficient unto himself and not done anything for anybody else. And if you look at the saints as we go through the whole liturgical year, very few of the saints were initially very poor and needy people. Most of the saints were actually very, very rich, and then they gave up everything and they gave to the poor in any way that they could. And the saint of today is no different. He was a count, born the count of Sales or Sales, and of course that meant that he had a high position in life, in the church too, but he was called by Christ to follow him, and he abandoned everything and began to live for Christ. He was eventually, after his ordination to the priesthood, he began to preach and preach and preach and teach. When in the midst of the heresy of Martin Luther and John Calvin in Switzerland, in particular, it was John Calvin, who is one of the most wicked of men. Nevertheless, it is said that St. Francis converted about 73,000 lapsed Catholics and Protestants into the church because he preached the truth and was not afraid of teaching and being that which he was. He did not go around hiding who he was. Everyone knew this was a priest. This was eventually a bishop. When the bishop of the Diocese of Geneva died, he was selected by the Pope to be the bishop of that diocese. At that time, it was probably the most difficult diocese in the world. There are very few Catholics left. Everybody had left the church, just like today. And they hated the church, and they hated anyone that represented the church, including St. Francis. But he didn't care. He went around doing good things and teaching the truth. And that is the difficult thing. Not everybody is willing to teach the truth. Many people, even today, they're willing to compromise. They don't want to teach the truth. St. Francis did not do that. In the meantime, he founded two orders, one for men and one for women, with whom we are very, very well acquainted. He founded the Order of the Visitandines, the Order of the Visitation. Looking back to the fact that the Visitation is one of the most beautiful events in the life of Our Lady and of our Lord. How is it that the Mother of my Lord should come to me? The moment your greeting sounded in my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Of course, he leaped for joy because she brought grace. She brought Christ, as she still does. And so he founded this order, which was mostly cloistered, in order to found schools for girls. Many girls, not so much because they were girls, but because the boys were taken care of by society at that time. This was the 1500s and 1600s. But the girls, as long as they knew how to sew, that was enough. Now, the nuns taught them how to sew, yes, but they also taught him the catechism, theology, language, how to read and write and do other things. And so he began this wonderful order of the Visitation of the Blessed Mother, along with a widow, St. Jane Frances de Chantal, who became the first superior general of those nuns. In the meantime, he wrote many, many books. He is the patron saint, along with St. John Bosco, whose feast we will celebrate in a couple of days, of those who write pamphlets, because he wrote short little books or pamphlets that everybody could understand. so that he could bring them back to the church, to the faith. And then he wrote other things. One of his most famous books is a very difficult book, but very beautiful, The Introduction to the Devout Life, which everybody should read. And just as we saw with the Gospel of St. Luke, that he addresses the Gospel to O noble Theophilus, he addressed the book that he wrote to one of the nuns. Some people say to St. Jane Frances, but a lot of people say no, another nun, because many of the noble ladies of the time joined the visitation. And he addressed the book in the very first chapter to Philothea, which means the same thing as what St. Luke said. Philothea means she who loves God. And so there are many wonderful things to be learned from that book. And it's one of the pillars of the spiritual life in the church. In the meantime, he converted as many as he could and ordained many young men to the priesthood and put the veil on many young girls who wanted to follow Christ completely. And so he was to die in December of 1622. However, Don Garriget Prosper says, because all the feasts of the Nativity were at that time, they could not put his feast on the day that he died. So they moved it to this day where it would be ensconced by the feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he loved the Nativity. He loved the baby Jesus and loved the Blessed Mother and wrote much beautiful, beautiful things about them. So today we meditate, we think about this great saint who is a doctor of the church, St. Francis de Sales, bishop and doctor of the church. May he intercede for us. May he grant us many holy bishops and many holy priests, which we need so desperately today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.